One of the best overall defenders on the Indianapolis Colts joins us for an exclusive interview here on Locked On Colts. Let's get to it.
You are Locked On Colts, your daily Indianapolis Colts podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thank you all for tuning in and making us your first listen of the day. This is your daily podcast covering your Indianapolis Colts, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I am Zach Hicks without Jake Arthur today. Of course, you guys know us from horseshoehuddle.com, where I am the most notorious film nerd out there, and Jake Arthur is our credentialed Colts reporter there for the site at horseshoehuddle.com. On today's episode, we are joined by linebacker Zaire Franklin to talk about his game from this past season, his breakout year. And, you know, if you guys want to see the whole film interview, you guys can go over to horseshoehuddle.com and Horseshoe Huddle YouTube channel to catch that whole thing. But I'm going to play a sneak peek of it here on today's episode, and you guys get to see a little bit of what Zaire Franklin wanted to say with me. And then after that, we're going to talk about Zaire Franklin's impact on this Colts roster and a couple players that could have, you know, a Zaire Franklin type of impact this next season. But first, guys, let's dive into the conversation I had with Zaire Franklin. It's a great conversation, a phenomenal player, phenomenal dude, and we're going to jump into that right now. What is up, Colts Nation? I'm here with a very special interview, and it's Zaire Franklin, star linebacker for the Indianapolis Colts. And it's definitely been a journey here in the NFL, man. You've gone from, you know, late round pick, a guy that maybe a lot of people aren't really expecting a ton out of, special teams captain and special team star for the team. And then last year, breaking the franchise record for tackles in a season, man. How has been this NFL journey for you so far?
Man, a lot of valleys and peaks, man. But the best advice I got my rookie year was from Rob Mathis, was just, you know, run your own race. Yeah. And, I've just been doing, you know, the best I can. And, can't say I wasn't discouraged or, you know, didn't question myself at times. But, you know, thankful I saw it through. And, you know, hopefully I got a lot more to add to the story. So, you know, that's what I'm working for today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're going to talk about some of the film from this past season and just how phenomenal that year was for you. And again, you know, some people probably didn't expect this. Again, you're a guy who coming into this last year never really was a starter. You fill in for Shaquille Leonard, one of the best linebackers in the entire league. And you're playing pretty much the whole year. Yeah, definitely fact right there. No one could deny that. One of the best of the entire league. And for you to fill those shoes and be a very good linebacker as well. I mean, what was that kind of conversation like with you and Shaquille throughout the offseason, throughout the season? How supportive was he in kind of your taking over as a starting linebacker?
Obviously me and him came in together. I'm talking all the way back to rookie mini camp. In 2018 was, you know, that's what our vision always was. We had two different journeys, two different paths in the league, but obviously ultra supportive. Anytime, you know, I had any, you know, I needed just that player's opinion, that player's eye. Obviously he sees the game in a way that really only he sees it in. So whenever I could holler him and maybe get a quick, you know what I'm saying, how do you seeing this? You know what I'm saying, a little correction here or there. I feel like nobody really understands our game, myself to him and him to me, like we do, because we've been in the same room. We've watched every one of our plays. We've seen all the good and the bad from each other since the beginning. So it's always good when you got that type of perspective with you in a room, and then obviously supporting you when you're out there. So obviously you had a tough year last year, a lot of ups and downs, but, you know, it was always there on my side for sure.
Yeah, for sure. And so this past season, along with you becoming a starter, also is a big change for this defense and this team in general, going from Matt Eberflus, who, just want to preface this, guys, we are not talking bad about Matt Eberflus here. We love Matt Eberflus, did a lot of really good things. But you guys made that change to Gus Bradley, and also in your position coach, Richard Smith. I mean, combined, those guys have about 300 years of NFL experience, you know, at a minimum 300 years of NFL experience. Those guys have been around the league for a long time, and they've been doing kind of the same thing for a long time. That cover three, Seattle three, you know, they've mixed in some of that man match type stuff and kind of really revamped what they've done. But what was the biggest change for you as a linebacker going from what Eberflus was asking from you to what Gus Bradley was asking?
You know, honestly, you know, it's a whole lot of similarities, believe it or not. You know, I remember, you know, my first and second year, we would watch a lot of Gus's tape when he was in L.A., you know, kind of picking up different things that he was doing and adding it to, you know, stuff we were going on. It's such a copycat league, you know, now. So it's really just more so you get a couple of different, you know, coaches that are different school and a school of thoughts. And, you know, everyone pretty much, you know, runs basically the same stuff with different tweaks. But, you know, I would say, you know, the biggest difference, you know, I feel like with just Gus and Coach Smith, I really just felt like they were really able to just really relate and understand the players. You know, obviously, you know, it comes with the learning curve. You know, Flus was with us for 4 years. They just finished year one. But I could just speak personally, just the relationship that I have with them too, the accountability, you know, the different pointers and different things that they just added to my game that just helped me play so much faster. And just, you know, attack the ball and be able to make game-changing plays just meant a lot. And obviously, I felt like that was a big difference. Coach Smith, he's a hell of a coach. He knows how to push your butt exactly where you need it. And I think that's what you want and need out of a guy that, you know, is going to coach you hard every day. That's what you really want. You want somebody that's going to hold you to, you know, a standard and, you know, and not let you, you know, slip ever. So I think that's just really the best thing that they brought when they came over.
Yeah, for sure. Again, two very experienced guys. And it's kind of different from the last coaching staff where Borgonzi and Eberflus, like, yeah, they had experience in the NFL. But again, Smith with defensive coordinator experience, Gus obviously has been a defensive coordinator forever and a head coach as well. So it's great to get those eyes in the room there. But I'm curious how the conversations went when it became apparent that you were going to be a starter. You know, like how much of it was, you know, trying to get you up to speed, how much of it was trying to get you with confidence, you know, and kind of showing you a lot of things. Like, how was that kind of process with those two guys getting you ready to be a starter this last season?
I was starting pretty much all spring. So all spring, all winter. I mean, all spring, all camp. You know, when Darius, obviously, I mean, Shaquille, obviously, when he had to come back and didn't start the season off. But when he came back, he went to Will. But I was the mic pretty much all spring, all camp. So just honestly just learning, you know, watching a lot of watched a lot of Perriman and seeing the different things that he was able to do with them in Vegas, watching, you know, Perriman and, you know, other guys that they had in LA and just picking that stuff up. You know, I think Gus did a great job of, you know, just kind of help, you know, tutor me along fast. So, you know, we could pick it up because, you know, as he teaches me, I'm able to help and teach other guys. And I think that's just a, you know, a great connection that we have. But yeah, it wasn't really, you know, for me, and honestly, even back when I wasn't playing, you know, even back in my first few years, I always had the mentality of preparing myself like a starter, you know, just because you never know. So even back in my first 3 years when I wasn't even, you know, playing on defense, I still would, you know everything, study everything. I would be asking, you know, AWOC and D and Bobby all kind of questions. And I was really like their eyes and ears from the sideline, the same role that, you know, they kind of played for me this year. And I'm talking about even to pregame warmups. You know, I'm still going through warmups like I'm about to go play, you know, 90 snaps knowing I'm only going to play special teams. But my main thought process behind that was – I didn't want to get to the point where I became a starter and now I had to change my habits. You know, I didn't want to, I basically just expected that, you know, I've always thought I started myself as a starter even when I wasn't playing. So I just always kept preparing myself for that moment. So when I finally did become a starter, I really didn't have to change much because I was already doing things that, you know, some starters don't even do, you know, so.
Yeah, for sure. And we're going to get into the film in just a second. I know you're ready to nerd out with me and really talk about some of this fun stuff from last year, your career year as of right now. But going from starting as the mic this year, was that always something that you were working on with the Colts? I know you did a little bit of Will under Eberflus and did a little bit. I know you played a little bit of Sam at times, too. Like, how was that change to playing the mic and, again, starting at the mic pretty much the entire season?
Man, I've been playing Mike my whole life. I feel like me personally, I feel like Mike is more of a personality trait.
Yeah.
Then, you know, it is a prototype body wise. I mean, I could talk all day. I love to. I talk all day. I talk during the lift. I talk during warm up. you can ask anybody that trained with me in Tampa. I'm talking, you know, of the whole time. But that's just who I am. I love to communicate. I'm a communicator. So when you're on the field, it's second nature. I'm talking. I'm aligning people up. I'm also, you know, like I'm a nerd about a lot of stuff. Like, I love football philosophy. Like, you get what I'm saying? Knowing, you know, oh, this coach was under this coach and they taught spread offense and they like I nerd out about stuff like that all the time too. So the idea of learning the whole defense, the way I learn defenses too is like I have to learn the entire thing. I like to know what the D-line doing, I like to know what the DB is doing. It just helps me understand better my role in certain things, and I feel like it allows me to play faster when I know what everybody else has to do around me. So you know, for me, I feel like I'm just a mic. That's just who I am now. You know, depth chart and position stuff is always different, so you got to adapt and be able to play. I think that's just something that was told to me younger, early on in my career, is just the more you can do, right? The more you can do, the better off you'll probably be to be able to stay in the building when it come that time. So, you know, when I was younger, for myself, it was, I had to learn all the positions, you know what I mean? Yeah. Just in case they didn't know how it would shake out, didn't know how they would need me. So, but again, that was in my warehouse because I like learning all the positions anyway. So, yeah.
Again, guys, that was just a sneak peek of the great conversation I had with Zaire Franklin. If you want to see the whole conversation along with a film breakdown of Zaire Franklin's game, go over to the horseshoehuddle.com YouTube channel. I think it's just Horseshoe Huddle over there on YouTube, and you guys can check that whole conversation. But coming up next, we're going to talk about the impact that a player like Zaire Franklin has had on this Indianapolis Colts roster. But first, if you're looking for a delicious snack but don't want all the sugar and calories that you need with all that, the best tasting protein bar ever is Built. If you're like me and you want to make healthier snack choices but you don't want to compromise on taste, then I've got just the thing for you. It's Built Bars and Built Puffs. They're healthy, they taste amazing, and you won't even think that they're good for you. What makes Built Bars so good is that they're covered in 100% real dark chocolate, and they come in unbelievable flavors such as churro, peanut butter brownie, and cookies and cream. Head to your local Walmart today, walk into the pharmacy section, and grab yourself a box of Built Bars. You can pick up a 4-bar box of cookies and cream bar, double chocolate bar, or coconut puff. If you're close to a Sam's Club and you just want to walk in and grab a 13-bar box of our hit flavors, brownie batter puff and churro puff, you can do that right now. So you guys can definitely thank me later. Go get yourself some Built Bars. These things are amazing. And everydayers, hang with us the rest of this week to update you on how everything is going with the Indianapolis Colts, especially with the rookies and the vets are coming into the building together. Zaire Franklin talked about that a little bit at the beginning of the show, but yes, rookies and vets are together in the building. So we're going to bring you all the updates that we can here on Locked On Colts throughout the week. All right, guys, so getting to our next segment here, we're talking about Zaire Franklin, and we're kind of making this whole show about Zaire Franklin because we had that exclusive interview at the top. And yeah, this is a player where, you know, it's interesting because I kind of touched on that in that brief conversation with Zaire. There is, he's a guy where, you know, when you draft him, you don't really expect too much. You know, you're talking about a 7th round pick, a lot of really good athleticism, really good off the field type stuff. But at the end of the day, he's a 7th round pick. You're not expecting this guy to be too much in the NFL. And, you know, he played a little bit as a rookie, but then he kind of got delegated to that special teams role. And he didn't have his breakout until this past season. This past season is where Zaire Franklin went from, you know, a special teamer that Indianapolis Colts fans know to a guy where everyone in the league is talking about, hey, this, you know, this is a good linebacker. This is a really good linebacker. Some of my colleagues there over at Locked On NFL Scouting, Kyle Krabs and Joe Marino, were talking about how Zaire Franklin is just one of those more underrated linebackers in the entire NFL. And I can't agree more. This is a guy where, I think when you watch his film, you see a player where the coverage is coming along. It's getting a lot better than what you would expect. And then the run game, I mean, this is a phenomenal player who makes a lot of plays and makes a lot of things happen for this Colts defense. Just to add some stats to what I'm saying here, last year he broke the Colts individual single season tackle records, just total tackles, not just the solo tackles, but total tackle record at 167 tackles, hit 102 solo tackles, 12 tackles for a loss, 6 QB hits, 6 pass deflections, and 2 forced fumbles. So Zaire Franklin just had a great season last year for the Indianapolis Colts. And, you know, I think what's something that's so special about what he did this past year was this was a completely new scheme, a completely new defensive coordinator. And again, we talked about that at the beginning of the show. You guys can keep going back to that beginning part there and listen to what Zaire had to say and take his word over mine. But, you know, going to a completely different scheme and going to a defensive coordinator that's very different from Matt Eberflus, Zaire Franklin was able to thrive. In this new scheme and do a lot of different things for this Colts defense. And I think that's just a testament to how good of a player he is. So on the field, Zaire Franklin was able to fill the shoes of Shaquille Leonard and not only do it at a very capable level, but do it at a high level, you know, at a very high level. This Colts defense was holding up the floor of this Colts offense throughout the whole season. And Zaire Franklin was a major part of that outside of guys like Grover Stewart, outside of guys like DeForest Buckner and Stephon Gilmore, Zaire Franklin was probably the fourth best defender on this entire team. And he played extremely well last season. So on the field, Zaire Franklin's impact was felt in so many different phases and so many different ways on this defense. But I think his biggest impact comes off the field. Again, you guys can go to that beginning interview and just listen to how this guy talks and listen to the type of leader he is and listen to what he said about being the Mike position. You know, being a Mike linebacker is a lot about mentality. That is what Zaire had to say in that interview is being a Mike linebacker is about mentality. It's about being a communicator. It's about being a guy who's okay with being the quarterback of a defense. And Zaire Franklin's been that not only this past year, but he's been that for his entire career with the Indianapolis Colts, which is so rare for a seventh round pick. Zaire Franklin has come in here and again, going from a guy who played a lot as a rookie to being a special teams player, he didn't take that as a downgrade. He took that as, okay, this is an area where I need to dominate in order to earn my spot on the team. And you know what happened? He became a special teams captain for years with the Indianapolis Colts. Last year, he was a captain of this team, and it really wasn't even for his ability on defense. It was because of him being a special teams captain, and he just happened to be a starter on defense as well. So Zaire Franklin is the guy where when I was kind of evaluating this Colts roster prior to this season, prior to the 2023 season coming up here, and looking at, you know, their next phase as a rebuilding team, I was like, look, the Indianapolis Colts, they need to go after more Zaire Franklin type guys. They need more people who, yes, maybe everything's not perfect. Maybe they're not superstar caliber players, but you need a guy where they're going to step in from day one and be someone where all the young guys are going to look at them and say, that's who I want to be. I want to be Zaire Franklin. I want to be Zaire Franklin, not only on special teams, not only on the field, but off the field. Zaire Franklin has been a major voice in this Indianapolis Colts organization for years. I mean, if you look at all their social movements they've done from Black Lives Matter to just individual community events, it's been Zaire Franklin for years. That has been their guy for years. So I know I'm going off on a tangent here, just talking about the impact that this type of player has had on this organization, but look, if we're talking about guys who matter to this team, not only on the field, but off the field, I think Zaire Franklin is one of the most pivotal players in this entire organization. He's a guy where you can rely on him on the field, off the field, to not only get himself better, but to make players around him better. And we even saw this past season when he finally got that chance to shine. Zaire Franklin had a great season. But coming up, guys, we're going to talk about players on this Colts roster who can kind of mirror what Zaire Franklin did. You know, guys who can get their shot this next season and actually make the most of it just like Franklin did for the Colts. So we're going to talk about that here in just a second. All right, guys, so jumping to our last segment of today's show, we're going to talk about which players on this roster can have that Zaire Franklin type of impact and type of breakout here in 2023. And I think there's three guys that come to mind. So I hope you guys can follow with me on these three players. I'm not trying to ramble too much here, but to talk about these three players, I think the first one you have to talk about is a player in his own position group, and that is EJ Speed, linebacker. Obviously, out of Tarleton State years ago, back in, I think, the 2019 NFL draft, a guy who they took in the fifth round, superb athleticism, has been a really, really good special teams player for years, but never really got his shot on defense. And he kind of, you know, he had moments last year where you're looking at this guy on defense, and you're like, this is a phenomenal run defender who has the length and athleticism to be a good pass defender. And with Bobby Okereke going to the Giants with Shaquille Leonard, you know, his status kind of being up in the air, I think EJ Speed has a chance to have a similar type of impact as Zaire Franklin did last year, where, you know, going into the year, we're like, all right, this is a special team star. We don't know if he can do too much on offense or on defense, and we're going to put him out there and see what happens. And again, like Zaire Franklin last year, Zaire Franklin proved that he belonged on defense, and not only belonged, but could be a captain and a really good starter on defense. I think EJ Speed can do that this year. You know, again, you're going to get so many good moments from him in the run defense, but if he takes that next step in the pass game, in pass defense, we're talking about another really, really good linebacker, which Chris Ballard's been really great at hitting on in his tenure with the Indianapolis Colts. So EJ Speed is the first guy I'm really looking at for having that Zaire Franklin type of breakout, because we've already seen good things from him. We know he's capable of being there. It's just, can he put it all together, and will he get enough snaps with Shaquille Leonard's status kind of up in the air? But I really like EJ Speed. I like his potential. I like that they got him back pretty cheap, just like they did Zaire Franklin last offseason. So I think EJ Speed can have a really good season, just like Franklin did in 2022. Staying on the defense side of the ball, I think another player we really have to look at here is Isaiah Rogers Sr., a guy who, he's coming up on his contract year. He's had a lot of really good moments, just like Franklin did before his breakout. But I think that we're kind of coming on the time where he's going to be relied on quite a bit on defense. Isaiah Rogers Sr. is in line to be a starting outside corner this next season. We see the speed. We see the mentality. We see the ball hawk and the playmaking ability from him on a weekly basis. It's just putting it all together and having that coach's trust to have him out there as a starter this next season. So obviously that one half of that there, the coach's trust, we have to just hope that Gus Bradley and the defensive staff are comfortable putting him out there for, you know, 80% of the snaps throughout each week. But I think the talent is there. Isaiah Rogers is so talented. He's so fast. He's so quick. He can be a lockdown corner in the NFL despite his size, because he's so quick and fast. And it's just a matter of time, you know, getting him out there on the field and letting him do what he could do. Again, similar to Zaire Franklin, where you're looking at the profile and you're like, okay, this guy has the profile to be a really good linebacker in the NFL. It's the same with Isaiah Rogers Sr., where the profile fits. There's a lot of things to like in what he does on the field. It's just getting him on the field and hoping that he can capitalize on the opportunity. So I think Isaiah Rogers Sr. is going to get that opportunity this year. And again, he's a guy where when I look at his game, I'm just like, yes, he takes some chances. He takes a little bit too many chances, which I don't love there. And I'm sure that's what Gus Bradley and Rod Miles are a little concerned about. But in today's NFL, where offense dominates everything, having a corner who takes some chances and converts on those chances and makes big plays happen for your defense, you kind of need to get him on the field. It's kind of the Kenny Moore the second effect too, where you know, you need to get playmakers on the field in the secondary and let those guys make plays and be effective for your defense. Even if they get beat every now and then, the positive aspects they're going to bring to your defense is those turnovers, is those, you know, scooping up a fumble and turning into a 90-yard return or something like that. That's what Isaiah Rogers Sr. brings, similarly to Kenny Moore II and similarly to Zaire Franklin when he was on the field last year. So I think Isaiah Rogers Sr. still has some steps he needs to take to be a really good outside corner for the Indianapolis Colts, but the potential is there, the ability is there, and potentially the playing time is there for him this year, which is the biggest overall aspect. So I think Isaiah Rogers Sr. can have a big step up, just like Zaire Franklin had this past year. And another player I want to look at is on the offensive side of the ball, and is Ashton Doolin. Ashton Doolin, wide receiver, former undrafted free agent, has been a special teams superstar for years. I think it was a second team All-Pro in 2021 as a gunner for the Colts. And look, I'm not saying, again, he's going to get snaps over Josh Downs. He's going to get snaps over even Isaiah McKenzie. But I think when he gets out there on the field here as a wide receiver this year, we saw some good things last year. And I think he can bring those things to this 2023 offense and really have a positive impact on the offensive side of the football. I mean, last year, I think I charted his catches last year. He didn't end up with too many because he got injured, but of the catches I charted, a majority of them came on third downs. Almost all of them came for third down conversions for first down. And if he comes away this next season with 30 catches and, you know, 15 to 20 of them are conversions on third downs, you're looking at a really, really good fourth or fifth wide receiver on your roster. So Ashton Doolin is a player where, again, if you're looking at him on special teams, he's a major, major asset to your team. He can return kicks. He can return punts. He can be your gunner on punt team. He can be a major asset on the kick team, running down and making tackles. But also, as a receiver, he's grown a lot over the seasons. We've seen flashes. We've seen great moments. If he can stay healthy and get on the field as a wide receiver, I do think Ashton Doolin can have maybe not as big of a breakout as Zaire Franklin had this past season, but a similar style of one where he's helping that offense reach where they need to be. So I think Ashton Doolin, Isaiah Rogers Sr., and EJ Speed are the three guys I'm looking at that can have that Zaire Franklin, you know, that late round UDFA type guy that breaks out in year four or five. Like, I think those are the guys that you're looking at to have that Zaire Franklin like impact. But again, at the end of the day, I know I say again a lot, but at the end of the day, there's only one Zaire Franklin for the Indianapolis Colts organization. You guys heard him at the top of the show. You guys are watching the full interview over there at horseshoehuddle.com, the Horseshoe Huddle YouTube channel. There's only one of those type of guys in the organization. I'm really happy the Colts have a player like that where there's high ability on the field. There's high ability off the field and just a great guy to talk to. I love Zaire Franklin. I think he's my favorite player on this Indianapolis Colts team. And I'm excited to watch his career unfold these next couple of years. So every dares, again, remember to check with us this week. If we keep, as we keep tackling what the Colts are up to, Jake is actually going to be out there in a lot of those training camp and OTA days. So make sure you're hitting up Jake there on social medias. And if you guys don't already, make sure you follow at Locked On Colts, at Jake Arthur NFL, and at Zach Hicks 2 on Twitter. Also subscribe to the Locked On Colts podcast on YouTube or wherever you listen to your podcast. We'd love your guys' ratings, reviews, and we'll catch you guys bright and early tomorrow morning.